Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know he can. It's all right. Yeah. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Yeah. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right.
Well, as the song says, which is truly an inspiration, God's got the power. He can do anything. He can heal the sick. He can set the captives free. God's got the power. That means, amen, when we cannot do anything, when we find ourselves, amen, our backs up against the wall, so to speak, always remember that if no one else can help you, God can. And I trust that all of you believe that. I just want to say good evening to you. Welcome to Let Your Light Shine Internet Radio Broadcast, bringing church into the comfort of your homes, teaching the divine principles of the Holy Bible, and learning how to apply these principles into our daily lives. Also, to give us basic understanding of how to live holy. Amen. And we thank the Lord that He has enabled us to come together once again. Amen. As we do every week. God is so good. I just want to first to say I thank the Lord because, amen, I'll be celebrating, amen, the anniversary of my birthday, hallelujah, tomorrow, June the 18th, if the Lord is willing, I will see another day, another year, amen. And I just thank the Lord that He has enabled me to see that. Also, I feel blessed, amen, because, hallelujah, I remember when I had told you before that I made contact with an evangelist from Pakistan, amen. Now, the Lord is doing some great things. Now He has also have the privilege of me having contact with another evangelist, and guess where from? Are you guessing? No, not China. Not Russia. No, not Afghanistan. Not Iraq. But guess what? In the motherland, from Nigeria, Africa. Hallelujah. And he prophesied in my life and to my spirit, telling me some things, hallelujah, that about myself, that the power that the Lord has given me, amen, and let me know that I am a great light, amen, that shines to guide others, amen, out of the darkness and to the marvelous light of the kingdom of God. And so we just had a great time as we began to communicate together. So I am happy in my spirit. Amen. My spirit is rejoicing. Amen. Although we go through the storms in our life, because things happen in our life, and we feel that, well, what's the use? But let me tell you one thing. I love the Lord so much. Amen. Until I just cannot help but to praise Him. I can't help but to be who I am. Amen. As we come together every Wednesday and on Sundays, and we study the scriptures, amen. I tell you, I just love doing that, amen. And I just can't help it, amen. I don't know anything else to do but to do what I'm doing, amen. There are a lot of things I could be doing, of course, amen. However, I choose, amen, to serve the Lord, amen, and to love Him with all of my heart and all of my soul. Amen. I love the Lord. Amen. For His goodness. And He died. Amen. For me. And I take that personal because it is personal. Amen. To each and every one of us, we should have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A personal relationship, one that we can trust. Amen. He is one that said His word. Let me tell you what He said about His word. He said, my word. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will always stand. Hallelujah. And that's how powerful the word of the Lord is. Amen. He does not go back on His word. there used to be a time, amen, that men would give a word, their word to one another, and you can trust in that. You know, it was, they give you their word, and it was a handshake. There wasn't anything about a contract, you know, signing a contract and everything to bind you into your promise. No, it was the word of that person, of a man that said, I give you my word, I will do this, I will do that, amen, and you can depend on that. But now we're living in the days of times, amen, that the word of a person, amen, is void. It does not mean nothing, amen. And I'm not just speaking of you all, because I know when you give your word to me, I can depend on you. But there are others, amen, that you cannot depend on. So watch yourself, amen, because you, if, for instance, if you hold your breath, amen, then hallelujah, then you will not live because you will suffocate waiting for certain people to come through when they give you their word. So, and the power of the word, amen, amen. You know, we in our tongue, we have the power of life and death just in our tongue. Just in speaking things into existence as though they never, even the things that aren't, you speak it as though it is, amen, because power is in your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that revelation that, amen, that we shared, amen. So I have you all here with me this evening, and I am happy to have you with me. Amen, and I'm going to say good evening to each and every one of you. Amen, and first of all, we have Sister Gloria. Good evening, Sister Gloria.
Hi, Bishop Taylor. How are you this evening?
I am blessed. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, and hi to Sister Rita. I just wanted to say, you know, I'm enjoying the program. I missed last Wednesday, so I didn't study for the tribute because I don't even know what it was. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, I told you about the incident that happened with me and my mom. She was, you know, we had the little incident, the little accident incident. So I missed last Wednesday. But she's okay. God is good. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Praise God. And I'm happy that she's okay.
I want
God
to continue to keep blessing you, and I'll continue to keep praying for you. And please continue to keep praying for me and my family.
Okay.
Thank
sure
you.
Sure will. All right. Thank you. Amen. And we also want to say good evening to Sister Tazora. Tazora, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Bishop Taylor. And you?
I'm doing well.
That's good. And hi, Sister Taylor and all the saints that's on the line. Bishop, first of all, I just want to start off by saying I need a prayer for my brother. He's in Garden City Emergency right now. He left dialysis and made it to my father's house. And that's as far as he could make it. And they had to take him by MS to the hospital. And he's in great pain, throwing up real bad. He is an aneurysm survivor like me. He had an aneurysm at the age of 19. And in the process of them doing his aneurysm, they found out he needed a kidney. So my father has gave him his kidney. Now, that was a long time ago. He was 19. He's 39 now. And he's not doing good. He's on 3 times dialysis a week. And need prayer.
Yes? Okay. I sure will. Most definitely would pray for your brother. Amen.
Okay,
what
his name is
in?
He's in Garden City, and his name is Ellie. That's E-L-L-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the tribute is Proverbs 6:16-19.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. You got it right.
Yes.
All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we also want to say good evening, amen, to our own, amen. That's our queen. Good evening to you.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
How is everyone else on the line? How are you, Miss Taylor, Pastor Taylor? God bless you all. And that was so profound because, you know, we were just speaking on what you said, what you announced. We were just speaking
yes.
on that. And you see how fast it came to pass. Oh, Shakalala. Oh, my. You know, oh, God is just taking off. He's just taking off right now. And the lives of his people, you know, and that is awesome.
Yes, it is awesome.
You know, and he said he was moving because he said after those moons moved out the way, all the blessings was coming.
Yes, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And over until, you know, the harvest, after the harvest, it's going to be abundance, blessing coming, you know, to after the harvest season.
Amen.
You know,
okay.
That was wonderful, you know, and I'm just waiting for the word. Tell the pastor, the missionary, tell her she give us a word, a good word for tonight. I'm waiting.
Yes.
On it.
All right.
I'm waiting on it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, my sister.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Hallelujah. And that's our own, amen, Roslyn. I call her Queen Roslyn because she had that spirit about her. Amen. And Sister Davis, God bless you this evening.
Good evening, Bishop Taylor and your lovely wife, Rita, and all of the saints on the line. Bless you with love, peace, and happiness.
Yes.
And let me say an early happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I found the tribute in 6:13:19, and I'm just going to
mm-hmm.
say one. He don't like
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hands that shed innocent blood. And
that's
so
right.
That gives everybody else a chance to say one, too.
Amen. Well, thank you. And we'll be praying for your son.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Evangelist, amen, we want to say good evening to you.
Praise the Lord, Bishop.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you to you and your beautiful wife. How are you this evening?
I am doing well. I am blessed.
I've been thinking about you because I know you have a birthday coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting on up there.
That's right.
And I had to start laughing at myself. I don't know if you remember when it was my birthday and somebody had asked me how old was I, and I didn't even know how old I was. You had to come in the office and tell me how old I was.
Yes, I remember.
I don't know if you remember. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I didn't even know. You had to tell me how old I was. And I was sitting there thinking about it, and I had to start laughing at myself. I said, it's a shame. I said, of all the years, that particular year, I forgot how old I was. And you and I are the same age, just a few months older,
that's right.
older than me.
That's right.
And you had to break it. You had to break it down to me. And I'm sitting up here telling everybody I'm one age and I'm an age older. And I was,
right.
I told everybody I was a certain age and I'm sitting up here almost hitting 60. And I'm But other than that it just made my day and I thought about it. I said, this has got a birthday coming up. And
yeah.
So I was telling my brother asked me were we still going to Detroit? I told him, yeah, but we'll probably be putting in our money in this week, this weekend.
Okay. All right.
Oh, he wanted to know, is it all right if he sent a money order?
Yes, it's okay.
Oh, okay. Because he had asked me, and I told him, I think so, but I said, I'll make sure that we can send, you know, send the money order. And Sister Towers, she had asked me where we still but so Sister Mary Little won't be able to make it.
Okay.
But she said there's still some time, and she will let me know, but they have a family reunion, I think, during that time.
Oh, that's understood. Okay. Have you heard from Mother? Mother Watts?
Yeah, well, her two daughters were in town from Atlanta Sunday.
Okay.
So I haven't heard her to speak, so they're probably, she probably still having her daughters over, but she usually called me, but I haven't heard from her since Sunday. But far as I know, she's doing okay.
Oh, good. You tell her I said hello, and I miss hearing her voice when she tuned in on Wednesdays.
Okay, and I just want you to continue to pray for me and my family, and continue to lift Missionary Little up. She's been running back and forth to the hospital, seeing about her brother-in-law John Smith, and so they have him in a rehab center now, and she's. Was telling me how tired she was, but now she got to get all his clothes together to take him to the nursing home and everything. And she said she just didn't know there was so much stuff to do for him. So I told her it was going to be all right. So she told me to get the lesson for her and the homework. The homework came from Proverbs 6. 16 to 19, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. And it starts at 16 to 19 out of Proverbs 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that because I think I spoke on that years ago at a youth program or a youth Sunday. I spoke on that one this Sunday, so you know I remember that.
Yes.
So that's our trivia, and I noticed when you first came on, you were talking about the storm, and I had written a poem. Is it all right if I can say it right quick?
Sure.
Called When the Storm Rises. And it says, when the storm rises, God will give you peace. The Lord blesses his people with peace. When the storm rises, God will give you joy. Come before him with joy and song. When the storm rises, God will give you comfort, for the Lord has comforted his people. When the storm rises, God will give you hope. My hope comes from him. And his word, I put my hope. When the storm rises, God will give you strength. The sovereign Lord is my strength. When the storm rises, God will give you rest. Come to me who are burdened, and I will give you rest. When the storm rises, God will give you courage. Now I urge you to keep up your courage when the storm rises. God will give you protection. You protect me from trouble. Your truth always protect me. And protect you from the evil one. So just remember, when the storm rises, God will give you peace, joy, hope, strength, rest, courage, and protection. So remember, you're never alone, for God will never leave you nor forsake you. He was with you in the beginning, and he will be with you till the end.
Amen. I love that. Thank you. That was right on time, Evangelist. Amen.
Thank you. Because when you were speaking on it, I thought about it. I said, well, I wrote a poem on When the Storm Rises. You know, I was telling you and Missionary Taylor that I had written a poetry book called How the Lord Speaks to Me. And it's so strange how he was speaking to me And I said, well, whoever was to ever read my poetry book, I was letting them know that nothing in this book is fiction. This is a conversation that God and I had together. This is things that he has talked to me about. These are words that he had put in my heart to write and say. You know, and he told me to let people know that nothing in this book is fiction. And he said, some may not believe what you're saying. So he said, I want you to put scriptures behind some of these poems. And he gave me 1 Peter 4:16. He said, and if you have been mocked or persecuted for your faith, it isn't because you're doing something wrong, but because God has counted you worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. So, you know, and I just thank God because, you know, I had asked him, I said, what if I put this in this book and nobody really think that I really wrote this? He said, well, I want you to put scriptures behind certain ones. And he said, I'll let you know which poems to put scriptures behind. And he did that. So I just thank God for the storm that I done been in, because I know he has brought me out and has given me joy. He has given me peace. He has given me so much peace that no matter when that storm rises, it just passes over, you know, and I don't feel anything. All I feel is peace, and I just thank God for my peace, and I always pray to God to bless me with his peace, with his joy, his wisdom, and his knowledge. You know, and like you were saying, you know, our mind, body, and our soul, they all go together. And I just thank God for my mind, my body, and just not just my mind, body, and soul, but I thank God for my spirit, you know. And I thank God for having an intimate relationship with him, you know, and having that discernment to know and understand when he's speaking to me, you know, and talking to me. And I think a lot about Reverend Daniels when she told me to ask God, and I want to tell some of the saints on the line that are listening, you know, I was told by a minister to just ask God to line your mind and heart up as one so you'll know and understand when he's speaking to you. And I started doing that, you know, and it just filled into my heart and it filled into my mind and mind, and so now when he speaks to me, I know it's him speaking to me.
Yes.
Like I tell some people, you have to still be careful because Satan knows that Bible front and backwards, and he can disguise himself and make you think that God is talking to you, and it could be him all the time. So you got to know his voice, and I remember you always telling us how his voice was a soft, steel voice, and when you first told us that, I used to always think about you because your voice is so soft and steel when you're speaking.
Yes.
And even just now, when just like now, when you come on the air, your voice is so soft, you know. And I tell everybody, I say my bishop is a man of God, you know. And I tell anybody, you know, he's full of wisdom and he's full of knowledge. And no matter what he tell you, it always comes. And, you know, I always have told people that I don't need no psychic. You know, I can just call 1-800-BISHOP-EMMANUEL-TAYLOR if there's anything that I need to know. I don't have to call a psychic. I don't have to dial a psychic hotline. I can just call my bishop, you know. Even and what I love about you so much, Bishop, I don't care what time of day or night it is, I can always call you.
Yes,
you know, there's some pastors, you have to make an appointment or set up an appointment.
Yes.
And if it's not with them, it's with their assistant or it's with their deacons and stuff like that. And I don't feel that's right. I feel you should be able to call your pastor anytime, a day or a night. You know, you shouldn't have to set up an appointment to call anybody. So that's what I love about you, because I've never had to make an appointment to call you. I never had to set up a date to meet with you, no matter what, you know. And then it's something, and I love about you, because if there's something going on with me, you can feel my spirit. And I always know that your spirit and my spirit have always connected. And anytime if there's something going on with me, you could feel my spirit, and you would call me, and it would be so strange, you know. because I remember one time I said, Bishop, you must be a fly on the wall, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it's just
mm-hmm.
how you can just tell and feel and sense when something is going on with somebody, and that's what I love about you. And I just thank God and I pray for you every night. And I'm still letting the Lord work with me about moving. You know, I'm still asking Him, you know, show me what He wants me to do. You know, and so I'm just putting it out there. You know, but if God's willing, I'm gonna try to get there the last Sunday of this month. You know,
okay.
for the opening of the church. If I don't make it there, I will be there before this year is out. But I already know I'll be there in August, but I want to get there before August, you know.
All right.
Church, okay? So I just want to
okay.
Say God bless you to you and your family, and God bless to all the saints on the line.
Thank you, Evangelist, and God bless you as well. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you very
Amen.
Much.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. All right, saints. We thank the Lord. Let me go into prayer. Father, all things are possible in your hands for those who believe. It is in your word when you said that, amen, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Also in your word, dear Lord, without faith, we just cannot please you. And so that is why we pray. If we don't have faith, we shouldn't pray. But we pray because we know, not just believe, but we pass belief. We know without a doubt that you hear us when we talk to you. Lord, I'm so happy that we don't have to worry about how we sound when we pray. That is why your disciples asked you to teach them how to pray. And Lord, it is all you want us to do is just tell it like it is. Just talk to you. If we trouble, we tell you about our troubles. Lord, if we happy, we rejoice because we happy, and we thank you for that. But Lord, there are some trouble things that is happening. There's sickness in the midst of us, dear Lord, and that is, amen, our own brother, Ellie. Dear Lord, that you would touch and deliver his body right now as I speak divine healing, amen, and to his body. Dear Lord, that his kidney, dear Lord, will, hallelujah, to divine healing right now. I just speak where in the hospital, in the Garden City Hospital, I'm speaking it to his spirit. I'm sending, amen, the spirit of prayer, hallelujah, through the atmosphere, through the universe, through the air that going through everything that tried to hinder this prayer. But I know, hallelujah, that your angels, hallelujah, is carrying my prayers right now. Praise his holy name. So, dear Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for healing. We thank you, dear Lord, for all the goodness, hallelujah, that you bring into our lives. Continue, dear Lord, to touch missionary Mary Little, her brother-in-law as well, dear Lord, that as he goes through, hallelujah, his healing process, amen, that you will once and for all, amen, remove every obstacle that is holding back his complete wholeness in his body. So, dear Lord, I just speak it into the universe, healing, peace, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. I speak prosperity amongst all of those who hear the sound of my voice. That, dear Lord, you own all of the gold, the silver, you own it all. Dear Lord, you can take a person out of the lowest position of their lives and lift them up to the height of kingdomship. Why? Because you're God Almighty and you're God all by yourself. Hallelujah. And we recognize that as we just praise who you are, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. Hallelujah. You're Eli Elam, dear Lord, the God Almighty. Hallelujah. You are our all in all. Our brother, you're our mother, our sister, amen. Our father, you're just all that we need right now. Dear Lord, we can find everything that we need in you, Lord. It's all in you. But you said, we recognize when you said that all power in heaven and earth, hallelujah, is in your hands. So there's nothing can stop, amen, the power of the Almighty Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, the Son of the living God, the sweet Lamb of God. We just plead the blood, your blood, upon every situation, yes, in our lives, including myself. We plead the blood right now, your precious blood, and amen, upon our life and our home and our relationships that we have with one another, our brothers, sisters, and our relationships, our just family relationships. We just speak peace and we plead the blood of Jesus right now that everything is in divine order. So I speak things into existence, amen, even though they're not. But I speak as though it is right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That creative spirit that you have given me, dear Lord, I create it right now. Just like when you said, let there be light, I can say the same thing. Let there be light in the heart of those who have darkness in themselves. Hallelujah. 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 I speak it in the name of Jesus. And thank you. And thank you. And we say amen. All right, my sisters, and I just love all of you. You're just so faithful. You just tuned in. You just don't know how much you encourage me. You say I encourage you, but you encourage me. And I'm going to appoint a commission upon all of you right now as I speak. I'm just being led by the Holy Spirit right now. I want to commission you. I want to give you a work to do for me. Prayer. I make you all my prayer warriors. Don't you know that that is a high position to have, to be a prayer warrior? Amen. It's not about a title. You can put a title in front of your name, amen, and that title doesn't mean anything if you don't live up to it. Hallelujah. So therefore, amen, I call you all prayer warriors, amen, on my behalf to lift me up each and every day at a certain time of day. Amen. And I want you to do this for me, amen, and it's not by how long that I want you to do this, but I want you all to come together, amen, and lift your pastor, your prophet, amen, and your friend up in prayer each and every day. I would like for when you wake up in the morning, amen, wherever that you may be, if you wake up at 6 in the morning, I feel that's what I want, 6 in the morning. Yes, 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 6 in the morning. If you're not used to getting up at 6 in the morning, amen, set your alarm clocks for me. Do this for me. I say this for a reason. I don't want to go into detail, amen. However, I need your prayers, amen, basically because, amen, of the hype and the things that I'm trying to do for the Lord, I need a lot of oppositions, and I just want you to lift me up in prayer, amen, that I will continue to stand, hallelujah, just like Moses, amen. He had two people, one on one side and one on the other side of him, and they held his hands up, you know, as long as he held his rod, that his staff, amen. When the soldiers was fighting the enemy, they were winning, but when he get tired and his arms get lowered and weary, and he would lower his staff, then the enemy would begin to prevail against his soldiers. So, but as long as his hands are up, amen, amen, they were getting victory. So I want you to hold me up in that same manner as I hold my staff up and as I wave it across the Red Sea of your life, amen, that you'll be able to walk across on dry land. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for me every morning at 6 a.m. Pray for me. I'm looking at the count of you right now. There's five of you. Amen. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm giving you, it's a reason why it's just five of you tonight. Amen. With me. So I want to, each number represents the 5 points of the star. Amen. Amen. And it represents that. And so I want you, amen, all five of you, to join together once again at 6 a.m. each morning. Amen. And hold me up in prayer. Whatever it is that you pray about, just pray for me. Amen. Remember me. And watch and see how things will come together. I have a lot of work to do in this ministry, in these last and evil days that we are in. As I mentioned about, amen, the evangelists, two evangelists, one from Africa and one from India, Pakistan, India. Why do you think that we are being connected? It's because the Lord has hand in this. Amen. He is expanding Praises of Emmanuel Ministry. He is doing some great things. He's preparing a way for me to be able to travel to these lands, hallelujah, and to build his kingdom here on earth. Amen. Every time you win a soul to the Lord, you're building his kingdom to make it stronger here on earth. Because if enough of us are together, then we can hold back the storm winds, amen, that we can speak together and agree that the floods in Texas or the drought that is in California, all of these things is going on in the land, the violence and everything. We have the power as God's church, as one, hallelujah, to fight against it and to have victory. So that is why I need for you all to hold me up in prayer for my ministry. All right? Okay. God bless you. And I love you, and I have to get going now. Amen. Remember, tomorrow at 6 a.m., hold me up in prayer. May the Lord continue to bless.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know he can. It's all right.